Rotatoes, I've got something really cool to tell you right before we dive into what is the conclusion of Arc 4. I hope that you've been enjoying it, which is to say that the next arc is the long-fabled Arc 5, the Awakened Wolves arc featuring Izzy Roland, Matt Cordova, and the one and only Brennan Lee Mulligan, which I am sure you guys are super excited to listen to. So I thought that I would go ahead and make episode 1 of Arc 5 available for you to listen to for free on the Patreon right now. So if you click on the link below in the description, which is patreon.com/rotatingheroespod, you will be able to listen to episode 1 of Arc 5 right now, free of charge. You're welcome. It's such a good arc. I'm very excited for you to listen to it. But before we get there, let's find out how we wrap things up here in Arc 4. Take it away, Past Zach.
I think let's just roll initiative. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you get.
20. Natural 20.
Third nat 20 of yours.
I'm playing with the purple dice again, and the purple ones.
Wow. Why do you play with anything else? 21.
13.
Okay.
And while we're here, I communicate. These are the microorganisms that are digesting the food, which is what happens in our body every day, Freya.
Teats. Freya just looks at Teats for a while and then says, thank you.
You're welcome.
Be educated by a psychopath.
Wait, so you got a nat 20, but what's your dex?
Oh, so sorry. 2. So 22 for
So you
order,
got a 22. Yeah. So your first teeth. As these creatures are beginning to climb out of the water or the acid, you feel like you have to, the goal is to keep moving here. But you can attack these guys or keep jumping ahead. Let me know what you want to do.
I mean, truly, I want to attack them, but I'm not going to, because I think it's smarter to move ahead. But I'm itching to rage. So I'm jumping. So this is another athletics check, and it is a 14.
Okay. 14 is good.
Okay.
Once you land on the other platform, you see four more of these things start climbing out of the acid right there. But you can take attacks on it. You still have your attacks.
Okay. Great. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to rage. And I'm really excited because I kind of am on my own island right now, which feels like my own stage.
You have not raged yet in this.
I haven't raged. Yes. This is the first time I'm getting to rage. I'm raging. And when I rage, I get to roll a d8. And something's gonna happen.
Oh, wow.
6. Great. And I say, soak up the limelight. And until my rage ends, I'm surrounded by multicolor protective lights and I gain a +1 bonus to my AC. Ooh. And while within 10 feet of you, my allies gain the same bonus. So,
what is the bonus again?
Just +1 to AC.
That's awesome. So as these lights shimmer down on, coming from who knows where inside this monstrosity, but as the multicolored stage lights hits teeth, just at center stage on this little platform, these little creatures are lit up. They're like these pale slug things with these kind of tentacles coming out of their mouth. You also see the light refracting around you. Ooh. And a less focused light around you that is revealing that the walls are all moving. Ugh. With these creatures. They are everywhere.
And sick. I'm so grossed out, but I'm so thankful for an audience.
horrifying. Deeds, are you going to attack?
Yes, I am. Great. So first one is natural 20.
That's 4 nat 20s this session.
And I'm looking and I watched it and it happened.
It did happen. I also saw it.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
I am so thrilled.
So double dice on that.
Yes. Yeah. Great. So we balanced out. But I only add the modifier once, right?
I think so, yeah.
Great. So it's 5 plus 10 is 15 slashing.
You cut the head off of one of them and slash into another one for 2 points of damage.
And while I do it, like I do like an acrobatic thing and then like take a little bow and then turn to the next one for my second attack.
You which... killed.
And I'm like, I did. 14.
Also hits.
Great.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it does not.
Great. And I...
You left him wanting more.
Thank you. Yeah. And that is the end of it.
Cool. Okay. So after Teeth, Freya, it is your turn.
Yeah. Great. I think I will also jump to try and get over by Teeth.
I'll say that you can carry someone with you, but it makes you have to get to the DC is going to be 2 points higher. So right now it is. I want to say what it is. I'm just going to say that, you have to get two higher on the roll.
I have to get two higher on the roll.
Of whatever my DC is.
Right. Spider-Man, do you want to hop on my back?
Honestly, yes. Let's do this. I just like scurry up and like hang like a backpack. Like a little tiny goblin backpack covered in spiders.
Freya's all too familiar with the spiders at this point. And she just kind of like takes a deep breath, gets a little bit of a running start, and leaps.
Awesome. Let me know what you get.
Oh no.
What happened?
Only a 12.
You put Squeege on your back and you just like, you run and jump and hit your stomach on the edge of the thing in front of you. Knock the wind out of you.
God.
Dangling on that platform. It is definitely shallow of it, but make a strength check to grab on.
17.
No, you're able to grab on and pull yourself up. Mm-hmm. You took make a dexterity save to make sure that you didn't fall into the water.
Don't let him fall.
14.
Okay, I think that's high enough to save. But Freya, your suit takes 3 points of damage.
Okay, which you're doing.
I'm doing that. After that, so you are up there. There's three of these creatures left. Let me know what you do.
Yeah, I'll greatsword attack.
Hell yeah.
These suckers. Because I think they're gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, 18 and 19.
Both hit. And do these separate damage-wise, just in case?
Okay, first damage is 9.
Okay, that combined with the hit from Teeth's second or first attack kills another one. So there's only 2 left up here.
Great. So Freya kind of like thrashes the one and then turns her attention, though still kind of not breathing, onto the next for 13 damage.
Incredible. So that kills a third one. There's still one up here.
Freya was like a little embarrassed and had to take it out on these ones.
Awesome. Freya, is that the end? I think that's the end of your turn.
That is, yeah.
After that, Squeege, I believe you are up.
First I just say like, thank you, Freya. That was incredible. A harrowing event, but then you pulled yourself up. I've never felt better being a backpack.
Thanks, Spider-Man. I didn't feel like it was the best help I've ever given anyone, but thank you.
You know, that's okay. I have limited knowledge of what you've done in the past. That was great.
That's true. This whole time, everything's just kind of silent around them. They're just having this real heart-to-heart moment.
I'm going
to
leave some spiders with you, just crawling in your hair.
You look behind you and see Aggie like, ah, help, help. Just like, so you are having this one-on-one conversation.
Oh, Aggie.
Yes. Whoops.
You whiny baby.
Whiny baby.
Spiders, man.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm up there as well. And so there's one more.
Yeah, there's one on the platform you're on.
Okay. I am going to attack it. I guess, does it have to be melee or?
You can do whatever, and I won't give you disadvantage.
Okay, I'm going to, hey, Darwin. You know, it's me and you all the time. Me and you against the world. So
Darwin pops up, makes a bow.
Yeah, exactly. And then attacks. So this is 26.
Hey, fully. Holy. For sure hits.
Do I?
You can do the damage separately if you want. These have low health, so.
Okay, cool.
And there's only one here, so.
Yeah. So it is 14.
So that one's dead for sure. Do you have a second attack?
Yeah.
Aggie has two near him, okay. If you want to take a shot at one of them. But as far as ones that you see that are going to be in your vicinity, like that, those are the only ones you would see.
Okay, I'm like, hey, Aggie.
Yes.
Do you need help?
Yes.
Okay, calm down about it.
They called me a baby here. Earlier.
Sorry, I my dad just died, and I think that I'm just reacting.
Whatever,
poorly.
Man.
Whatever, man.
Spider's Man. I'm sorry.
Yes, it's Spider's Man. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Spider's Man. Spider's Man, please kill these little creepy slugs.
That's what I was hoping for. A person in distress begging me to help. A cool hero. Okay. 21
hits.
Okay. This one does not have the advantage of the gathered swarm feature, so it's just going to be. 6 damage.
Okay, one takes a considerable amount of damage, but is still standing. After that, Aggie's going to try to get to you. He's just going to take a dodge and, right, you know, yeah, dodge and just jump. Ooh. Sorry. Aggie just... barely grabs on, fully submerged in the acid.
Oh
behind.
No,
Aggie, you baby!
Ah, help!
Oh yeah, Kit okay, Freya.
So we are back to the top of the order. It is Teeth's.
I will pull him out, but as I'm doing it, or like I would like to make strength check while I'm doing it. I'm like, I thought he didn't like the distressed look. I don't know.
Yeah, do you think he missed on purpose to get the distress?
I think he might have.
Absolutely not.
Well, Freya, I think it is a 2-1 in this scenario.
So my strength check is a 20, not natural.
Okay, you yank Aggie out of the acid, holding him up by his arm. Like, his suit is completely distressed, and he is distressed. he's like, get me out. And like, he's just like, thank you. Even though he's wearing a crystal jar that's airtight, and he spits in it, and you see spits like on his. He's flustered.
By that logic, I never took off my jar, so I just spit at the man, and it just stayed.
Oh yeah,
and right. I guess the blood never got on my full teeth.
It was
so sad.
Maybe it was just sort of looked like it.
Yeah,
from the crystal jar.
Yeah.
Got on the front.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Beautiful. We can also retcon that you have a little window that opens and closes.
Yum.
You know, classic crystal jar.
Yeah.
So there aren't any on this platform at this point.
Great.
But there is one more platform ahead of you.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, the far side of this chamber is ahead of you.
And really quickly, does that strength, you know what I mean, of helping him, does that count as my action?
I will say that's half of your movement.
Okay.
And so you can still take another leap across.
Then I'd like, great. Then, yes, what I'd like to try is to jump across.
Cool.
Woo! I'm going to fail. 9.
Yeah. You guys see Teeth's fly through the air and barely grab the other side with one hand. Teeth's, you feel just debris all around you.
Yeah.
It's like that weird seaweed ocean feeling, but to the 10th degree. Yeah.
Can I try to pull myself up, or is that
make a one more strength check to see if you can pull yourself up, but I think that will be the end of your turn.
Great. That ends up being 13.
Cool. So you're able to mostly pull yourself up. I think you are just like laying prone on the other side as you get to the other side, but as the first person to cross, you get two more. Only to like land near you.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Did I sustain any damage during that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to take damage for your suit.
Yeah, either my suit or myself, because I want to hurt myself. I want to keep raging, so I want to like poke myself to continue to rage, if that's possible.
Yeah, I'll say that. He's wild.
Did
yes.
Teeth just say she wants to hurt herself?
Yeah, I mean, you can do like a d4 of
damage
to yourself.
That's what I would like to do. Great. Two damage.
In order to have those orbs.
I just want to keep the orbs because that keeps us all having one extra AC. Nice. And I don't want to have to re-rage. So
this is a group of real superheroes.
As Teeth gets to the other side, next up is Freya.
Do you want to hop on again? I know it wasn't the most encouraging. Wow. A real hesitation. Okay, I'll go back.
No, I was thinking, like, how much worse can it get? Right? It can only go up from here.
I don't know if that's true, but let's try.
I believe there's a hero in all of us.
Spider's Man. That's very nice. Oh, they're back.
Just a real kind of gross backpack.
Okay. Freya just like says a silent prayer in her head. A little running start. 16.
Okay, that's enough to fly to the other side. You and Squeege land safely over there next to the shining Teeth, who has just hurt herself a little bit.
Teeth, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I love my big curvy axe. And I just... and I just, you know, I saw it shine and I just needed to feel the sharpness of it and I got a little too close. Okay.
Teeth, your suit does take that 2 points of damage as well.
Okay,
beautiful. And I have that marked.
Okay, thank you.
So, after that, these two creatures are going to go. One of them is going to attack Teeth, and one is going to attack Freya. One just fully misses everything. The second one takes two. Hits twice. So the one. Next to Freya hits twice. Freya, you get hit for 10 damage plus 3. So you get hit for 10 bludgeoning damage and 3 piercing damage as this thing's tentacle whips into you.
That sucks.
And your suit's getting a little worn, a little more distressed from this. After that, Aggie is going to like psych himself up and try to go for another leap. I'm like, you know, I don't know why it seems like I can jump good. almost as bad as Teeth like slams like just a hand out of the acid. It's like, ah! He screams as he hits the side that y'all are at in the water, and he's going to make another strength check to see if he can pull himself up. He can't quite pull himself up. And he is going to take, his suit takes more damage. All right, so that is now back to the top. So Teets, it is your turn. There's these two creatures around you, Aggie and the acid. But y'all are at the far end of this cavern.
We're at the edge?
Yes.
Like, we're like near where the doorway is going to be?
Yeah, the doorway is in front of you. Yes.
Great. I'm just going to wail on these guys. Sorry, so the first one is whichever one is closest to me. The first great axe swing is 13.
It does not hit.
And then I'll try to hit it again, and that's an even lower one, so that will not work.
So two misses, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna run my finger along my great axe one more time.
Okay. let me know how much damage you take.
Do you only have to attack, or you don't have to do damage? Right?
You have to take damage or attack, I think.
Oh, well, then I did attack.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Great.
Even if you miss? Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Because I wasn't able to attack last round.
Right.
So, great.
I understand now. Okay,
thank you.
So, you two misses, but you stay in your rage because you attacked.
Yes, please. I probably can't help Aggie, can I?
I think that would be your
too
turn.
Many things.
Yeah.
Great.
After that, Freya, it is your turn. Aggie, fully submerged.
Great. Can I help Aggie and still do an attack on those guys?
I'll say that you can help Aggie as a bonus action, but that would...
I could only swing once then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will help Aggie.
other elf.
Yeah, the only other one I know. Should I do a strength check?
Yes.
Wow. 10.
Okay, that is not quite enough. He's like still like hanging off the edge, but if you continue, I think you can continue to hold his arm and offer help on your I'll let you take an attack if you continue to hold his arm, but you have to do it with disadvantage because it's just one arm strength.
Okay. Well, I will do that. So I'm just rolling once. Ten.
Misses, unfortunately. But you, Aggie is holding onto your arm like, After Freya's turn, it is now these... Squeege accidentally skips you, so why don't you go twice right okay. now?
I'm going to try to help Aggie first.
Okay, cool.
Do that. So is strength check?
Yeah, make a strength check.
I think it'll work. Just 20. Or no, 19.
Okay, great. Yeah, that you're able to hoist Aggie out of the water, and he's out of the acid, and he's just like, thank you, Spider-Man.
You're welcome. You're friendly. Caverhood? Buggerhood? Spider-Man? I'm working on it.
His face is just fully down in the ground, just like breathing heavily.
Like, did you hear it?
I heard.
Freya helped too, you know.
I understand. Yes, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Freya.
Oh, you don't have to thank me.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't be here without Freya backpacking, you know what I mean?
Okay, great.
he's just like, he just looks like someone who fell over in a spacesuit. but yeah, so that was like, I think you can still attack if you have an attack without a bonus action now for that turn.
Cool. Then I will attack whatever little nasties are near me.
Cool.
Roll your attacks.
Okay. There's two of them over here.
Okay, Darwin. And that's not the pet tarantula I have. I just happen to have a separate spider. Okay. 24.
For sure hits.
Okay. 15.
So this, I'll say you're able to angle it to where you just kill one and the arrow sinks through into the other one for 2 points of damage.
Nice. Great
so
job.
There's one that's still a little hurt, but the other one's dead. After that, I'll let you go again because I skipped you. I think this is your turn.
Cool. So I am going, how many stones or like pieces?
Y'all are at the end of it.
We're
now.
At the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could go through, but there are other little gross guys attacking.
There are other, I mean, it. Looking around, that it's not going to end, it feels like.
Yeah,
there,
so we just got
okay, cool. So I'm like, come on, everybody, let's go. Let's get out of here. You too, Aggie.
Please get me out of here.
Look, Freya and Teets are like really working hard to keep us safe.
I understand that, and I it's just sort of, I'm not physically strong, I would say, is my... I don't know that would be my strong suit, and I just really don't like this room.
You know, you can't tell that you're not strong because you look so cool in that distressed suit. Like, you look cool now.
You know, I don't think it... I think it's like... I think I look cool because it's natural. I didn't pay more money for it, you know?
Well, your body looks cool, I guess.
Well, really?
Everyone.
You serious?
Cool tan.
He's freaked out.
Runs away. Anyway, I head out the next fleshy exit in this thing.
Yeah, there's like another similar button-like section of this creature. And yeah, you guys are able to press that and barrel forward into the next chamber.
Oh my God, I'm psyched. Are you? How are you feeling? Are you raging?
I'm still raging, but I guess if this is the end of the encounter, you know what I mean?
It's maybe gone.
Yeah.
No, but
so I, you know, I take a cute little curtsy as we leave the room.
Oh yeah, I do a little Spider-Man pose, but with pinkies only.
Freya, what's your pose?
Freya just has a quick little prayer. Does Aggie need me to lay hands on him or anything?
He isn't, like, he's just fallen in the acid a lot, but he has not been physically attacked that much.
Okay.
But as you enter this next section of the worm, it's even darker than the last one, with just that purple pulse running through it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You feel the ground kind of moving forward still, like it has in the past. And as you enter it, like, the sort of like acidy river kind of spills forward into this chamber as well. Feel like this is sort of one of the last steps of things, to put it lightly. Mm-hmm. There is not a lot to see in this chamber. Aggie's like, we're almost through. I feel like by my calculations, this should be like the last track of it. And you look forward and you see a silhouette in front of you in the darkness as this purple pulse kind of illuminates them. And it looks slightly familiar. As you look at it, you would maybe, everyone, give me a insight check.
18, 14,
15.
Teeths, you're looking forward. And I think Squeegee would notice this as well. This looks familiar to a point, and you see that the creature in front of you looks goblin-like in its sort of shape. And as you're looking at it closer, its eyes light up with a red, fiery glow. And that illuminates it slightly further. And you see the form of the statue in the center of your town of Plox the Protector standing before you with a huge greatsword by his side. He looks down at you and with sort of a menacing gaze takes you all in and says,
to protect that which matters most, I had to make the ultimate leap of faith. I allowed the mother worm to consume me, and for my leap, I was rewarded with this. And he motions to just sort of like the digestion tract.
And like Teeth's mouth is like on the floor, basically, like jaw drop, like,
I'd close your mouth in here, Teeth.
He looks at you and he's like, I have been rewarded with the warmth, the comfort, the protection of the sanctum within Mother herself. And one day I will feed all of emptiness to her, and Mother will be so pleased to have her children back.
Plox is a freaking mother guy too.
He's a mother guy, and he's fucking eating our town. If Daddy Longlegs wasn't already dead, he'd be next.
Yeah, so you do confirm he's dead.
I know he's dead.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You too know he's dead.
I don't know if now's the right time.
As you look forward and see Plox, the protector, stare in front of you, he is clearly in your way. And with that, let's roll initiative.
Oh God, I want to lay hands on myself first.
Too late. Yeah, maybe it's. I think it's a little too late. So it's everyone, roll initiative.
10.
16.
15.
I don't know why it makes it so much harder to write in the tables on the. 15. Sorry.
Teeths is 15.
Squeege.
10.
Ran?
16.
Roll for Aggie.
Of course, the good guy's the bad guy.
loved Plox.
Everyone knew Plox so well. It wasn't just this sort of a statue in the town. So initiative on initiative 20, we'll start this fight with a lair action.
Oh no.
As you are looking in front of you, you see Plox hit his sword into the ground. And with that, you see a portion of this cavern you're in contracts. And everyone has to make a dex save.
Is it against something you think I can see?
I'll say you can't see it.
Okay. 12.
12? Okay.
7.
13.
Okay. I'm going to go for Aggie. Aggie does not pass this ball. So everyone here takes 5 damage as the cavern itself squeezes you.
Squeege has been squeezed.
I scream.
Teeths and Freya, your suits aren't looking great.
Okay.
They're distressed still. It's still like a functional cool, but you don't want to take too much more damage if you can, or you should be aware that it is getting threadbare in some spots. As that, so that was the lair action, but after that, who got the 16?
Me.
Freya, it is your turn.
Okay. Freya is frustrated. She can like smell the trees. She just wants to get to the forest. So she just is going to wail on this guy with her greatsword.
Incredible. Yeah, great sword to great sword. This guy doesn't feel, he feels like he has a similar, not source of energy, but there is something about this guy that feels similar to a paladin to you. Like it's like an armored dude with a big sword who has some sort of magical presence. I think you would know. So it's like y'all have like kind of similar energies in some ways.
Interesting.
But yes, yeah, go for your attacks.
Okay.
He's fully armored.
Okay. Let me just look at one thing. Okay, so I'm going to hit with my greatsword. Can I do Searing Smite at the same time? Or can I not? I think that
you have to call it ahead of time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
With that one?
Okay, 14 and 19.
14 misses, 19 hits.
Six.
You do six damage. Okay, cool. You swing twice. The first one clangs off, ineffectively. And then the second one hits the other side of him that, like, barely kind of cuts into his armor a little bit. You hurt him a little bit, but you can tell that that was almost nothing to this guy. He sort of laughs and he's like, "In my mother, you would hit me." after that, it is teeth.
Great. So I like look around after being constrained by the undulating walls or whatever, and I'm like, this is making me mad. I'm gonna rage. So I get to rage and use that wild magic again. Oh my god, what is it gonna be? Six again, which is a little anticlimactic, but very fun, and I go, plucks.
For the sake of the pod, I will give it to you with advantage if you want.
So great,
yeah. Just to see something different.
And if it's six again, we know we gotta do some limelight. Seven. Okay. So I say, in this business, you gotta crawl your way to the top. And flowers and vines temporarily grow around me until my rage ends. The ground within 15 feet of me becomes difficult terrain for my enemies only.
Oh, cool. So that's constantly like growing out of
as you
step forward, like Princess Mononoke. cool. So yeah, Teeth's not necessarily a person I'd immediately connect to the natural world, has this deep connection suddenly billowing out of her. Cool. So you can also attack, right?
Yes, I can. And I want to recklessly attack. So I will do that.
Cool.
So the first one is 24.
24 hits.
Great. Do you want me to roll the second one?
Yeah,
do damage?
Sure.
The second one is 18.
Actually, just hits.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. So the first damage is 12, and the second damage is 10, slashing both.
22 points total?
Yes.
Cool.
And while I do it, I look at him and I'm like, you motherfucker.
I don't fuck my mother.
I beg to differ. I don't know what the fuck you're doing down here in the belly of the beast.
No one is cool as mom.
God, man, you suck.
You know what? This is why I hang out in here. I don't want to have to explain myself to you people. I want to feed you people to my mother.
after that, those hits do considerable amount of damage to to him. And then we are up to Spider's Man.
Okay, this is it, Spider's Man. You are a green goblin who is fighting your foe. And with orange and black hair, the hair color of Norman Osborn, might I add.
From the cartoon, yes, yeah. I just remembered that.
Real specific choice.
Wow.
Freya, do you need healing?
Oh, well, you don't have to do that right now.
I will do it if you need healing. You're up in there.
I would take a little bit if you have it.
All right. And so I cast Friendly Neighborhood Spider's Man, which is healing spirit. And so basically, a bunch of spiders
will say, like, form into like a doppelganger, like looking like Spider-Man. And they have like a healing.
It's a healing aura, is that right?
It's basically healing spirit. It basically is a spirit to soothe the wounded. So it would be like a 5-foot space that you can go through. So I'm going to just center it on you. And you get a D6 hit points, no action required.
Cool. Yeah, you see this sort of horrifying marionette of spiders that look like Spider-Man backpack on you again.
Yeah, that's it's a backpack.
And you get
for
healed
sure.
For D6. Yeah.
Okay, so I just roll a D6 and take that. Is that right?
Or yeah. What? That's it.
Okay.
I guess it's actually. Well,
is it maybe every turn?
It's at the start of your turn.
Okay, so next turn, at the start of your turn, you get healed.
Yeah, and anytime anybody is in that spot, you could do that. So if you stepped out of it, somebody else could do it.
Oh,
or you
cool.
could stay there and then keep getting that.
That's very cool. And I roll a D6 to know how many heal points to get?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So that's my bonus action.
That was very nice of you.
Yes!
Spider-Man, you're my hero.
And like Spider-Man like grips like a gross wall and just like almost like, like collapses. Oh God, slimy. He was like, I saw it for the first time, said I'm their hero. I really am a hero, and this is all for you, Daddy Longlegs, who's definitely dead.
God, tell him soon.
Oof. What'd you say?
Nothing, go ahead.
Okay. So, Darwin, it's time to devolve this fucker.
I'm not a motherfucker.
I didn't call you a motherfucker.
Well, someone else did.
But if you want, you are a motherfucker.
I just said I wasn't.
So I fire some arrows.
Cool. Can you do multiple even if you use your bonus action? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But the first one, I believe, does not hit.
Okay.
It would be an 11.
Yes, that unfortunately misses.
And the second is a 22.
That hits.
Okay,
that
hits. Cool. So, I mark Plox as my favored foe.
Okay.
So, it just means extra damage. I can do that, I guess, a few times a day. But with all the bonuses, it's 11 damage.
An arrow flies into Plox and does it. I mean, that's a considerable amount of damage. I mean, you could definitely hit him for more, but... He takes it.
Is Plox bigger than me?
He is bigger than you. I would say, like, you know, like he is not maybe like a size on the chart bigger than you, but he is bigger than you, if that's what is the qualifier.
I think it has to be size on the chart bigger. So.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, he gets hit for that arrow. But after that, it is Aggie's turn. Aggie is going to look up and he's like fiddling with the thing that, Freya handed him. He's like, let's see. Okay, let's try this. And, he also takes a ranged spell attack with the firebolt. That hits. Wow. who would have thought? He hits him for 4 damage.
Nice job, Aggie.
Yeah, thank you. You know, like,
look, I compliment you and you just seem passive aggressive.
I just wish it did more, you know?
Okay, you baby.
Maybe fire on this guy. I'm not a baby.
Spiders, man.
Sorry, he's just like so easy to pick on.
I'm not. Not easy to pick on. After that, it is Plox's turn.
Ugh.
And Plox is going to use.
I agree. Ugh. I mean, he's supposed to protect us. You've been duped.
I'm protecting that which matters most.
Which is what?
Mother.
Oh. You sick motherfuck.
I am not. I say mother.
He is, he goes, I'm not a sick motherfuck. And he is, his eyes, one eye goes white and one eye goes red. And he holds his sword in front of him. It lights with flame and he's going to hit you all with a 5th level flame strike.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
So you will all take 20 fire damage.
Oh.
Oh my God.
and
This is on a failed, so make a dex save first, actually.
Okay, great.
Sorry. Make a dex saving throw.
And I can see this coming at me.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, no.
Not great. 11.
11. Let me double check his spell save. 11 does not pass it.
Yeah.
12.
8.
Okay. And let's roll for Aggie. Aggie does not pass. He rolls a nat 1. And you also take 13 radiant damage.
Oh.
So total of 33.
33 damage.
I think I'm dead.
How what was your health at?
29.
So you go down. You're not dead, but like Freya falls to the ground.
Freya! If I roll concentration for that spell.
Okay.
So that'd be is it just above 10? Is it?
The DC equals 10 or half the damage you take. So you took 33 damage, so you have to get 16?
So it's 10 or half the damage?
I think it's if it's over 10.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So you have to roll over 16 with a constitution saving throw. So you add your saving.
Lost con. Wait, no. It's a natural 20. These dice are stupid. It looked like an 8, but it's 20.
So you maintain concentration on that.
Yeah!
So I'll say that, like, because you have maintained concentration of that, that is back to the top, which is the lair action. His eyes alight again, and he does a different lair action. Things undulate. Everyone make a dex save again as you feel the ground kind of wave. Freya, you are unconscious, so you do not have to.
It's too bad, because I rolled a good one that time.
Of course, right? Of course.
15.
Okay.
19.
I'll roll for Aggie. Aggie's fucked up, too.
Okay.
Aggie falls down. So this just knocks you prone. So Aggie's down on the ground. Freya's still down, but you two maintain your stance.
That's because I'm good at wall crawling.
And I'm good at all things feet.
Oh, yeah, because your name is Teeth.
Perfect. Exactly. Teeth, you guys are up. I'll say because you maintained concentration, Freya, you can roll that d6 now.
Yes.
Because it is your turn.
4.
So you pop back up with 4 health. So you still have your turn rather than losing your turn.
Okay. Freya's up, but she feels very bad and is seeing like everything she wants slowly becoming harder and harder to imagine happening. Okay, so I'm going to attack him.
Okay.
With my greatsword. Oh, and before I do that, oh, actually, this is only if it hits. I want to do a Divine Smite with it.
Okay, Freya, badly wounded, gets up, and rather than like healing herself, goes for the attack.
Oh, shit. Okay, didn't even think about the fact that I could do that, but it's too late. Let's forge ahead. Am I going to die because of this? Should I go? What should I do?
I think whatever. Yeah.
Okay. I've got some dead bugs if you want 1 HP.
I think I already have 10 of them, I feel like. But I can only eat one.
Yeah,
right?
We learned they are worse. Yeah. Slowly, you have to eat them slowly because they're so gross.
But I think that would count as an action, too.
Yeah, it would. It's really unhelpful.
Okay.
So, yes, you're attacking.
Yeah, I mean, well, because even if I healed myself, I can only do it for 14 points, and I feel like I should just try and do something to this guy first.
Sure. I mean, there's no wrong moves necessarily. I think like, yeah, if you can just do a lot of damage to him, that's also very helpful.
Okay, yeah, so I want to attack him, so I'll see if I hit first, and on a hit, I can do Divine Smite.
Cool.
And
you have your 2 attacks.
I have my 2 attacks. Now, does that mean when I do Divine Smite, do I do it for each attack?
They're different spell slots, but you can, if you wanted.
I see. Okay, no. But I am doing a second level spell slot, which means I will get to do 3d8 for it.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, here I go for the hits. God. Oh my god. Okay. A 10 and a 16.
Unfortunately, 2 misses. As Freya, just absolutely fucked up by this spell, is unfortunately unable to connect on. This man has been waiting in this chamber for this day for some reason. And you unfortunately clang off his armor as you miss twice. Freya, after that Teets, it is your turn. Right.
I will...
I should say, you only use Divine Smite if you connect, so you didn't use it.
Great. So I'm going to attack recklessly again. I know, it's wild, but I'm rocking and rolling. Great. So, ooh, very nice. So the first one is 25.
25 hits.
Great. And I'll try my second one to see. Ooh. It's going to at least be 25. Yeah, the second one's also 25. And the damage.
What's your damage? Says Gobmarin.
18 damage total.
18 damage total?
Yeah. Cool. And I look at him and I would say, your mother would be so disappointed with you, Plox.
My mother is all around us.
Okay, no.
I mean, yeah. I fucked all of you up.
So you fuck your mother?
No.
Mother,
I mean, well, I
fucked
my mom up sort of because the spell hit her. I guess you could say I sort of fucked my mom. Wait, no. Yeah, you hit him for a good amount of damage. He's still standing pretty strong, though.
Do his eyeballs still look kind of unusual?
Well, that was, they're still kind of like hints of red, but that was, I think, had more to do with that spell, and that is no longer there.
I just thought that was a fun detail.
Oh, thank you. after that, it is now back to Squeech.
Not feeling great, as are all of us, I imagine. Not feeling great, that is. So I'm like, friendly neighborhood spiders, man. And I like move it to me.
Okay.
Because I am dying. So I have to wait until next turn?
At the start of your next turn.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, cool. Or you know what? You don't have a lot of health either.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing? What's?
I'm at 31.
Okay.
I'm at 4.
I'm at 10. Okay. So you should.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I've done it. I moved it. We'll see. So I'm like, you fucked up my friends, Plox.
Yeah, I did.
My God. Why are you doing this? Why is this
everything
what you chose
is
to
for
do?
Mother, the mother worm.
Did you get mind controlled by it? What happened?
I mean, it feels like in some ways, when you really care about something, it kind of feels like you're being mind controlled, but no.
So you're just doing this of your own volition.
I've explored all of these caves below the surface, and all of them lacked the warmth and comfort of the mother worm.
But what about the outside world? Where Freya's from, I don't think it's as scary.
I think it must be scarier.
A swamp from what we've heard. Sounds awesome.
Swamp? I bet there's, you know, some kind of lasers in swamps that will cut your head off.
No.
Is that true, Freya?
Absolutely not.
Maybe like big flying pieces of paper that'll cut your head off.
What?
No. What's with you and heads?
I like to cut them off.
Okay. Well, it's time to decapitate you.
What?
You heard me. It's time to decapitate you. So I attack again.
Cool.
Still marked. So it is, okay, this would be a 25.
Okay, for sure hits.
Darwin, great job. Nice. I think this maybe hits 22.
Both hit.
All right, wow. Darwin, oh my gosh, yeah, this is good. So, nice. Oh, 29 damage. The gathered swarm, the favored foe, the good dice roll.
Squeege, you see your friends around you Spider-Man, you see your friends around you taking so much damage. You're barely able to keep Freya up. Everyone, like, Aggie's fucked up too. Like, everyone's looking really, really bad. And you connect on two arrow shots with your favorite foe and swarm features and just nail him in like the soft spots of his armor. And you hear him like, with both shots. He's still standing, but that did a ton of damage to him.
Go get him, finish him off.
After that, it is
Aggie's turn. Aggie's going to see what he can do. He is going to mess around with his like device again, and he is going to he's messing around with it, and like two prongs pop up on the top like a taser, and he's going to run in for an attack. And he gets to do this with advantage because of the nature of the spell. He hits on his he hits for 7 lightning damage as he does shocking grasp on on Plox, and he can't take reactions until the start of his next turn. Not that he has. And yeah, that's Aggie's turn. He gets the sense that everyone's getting in there, and he's like, I won't be outdone. And he runs in as well. After that, though, it is now Plox's turn. Mm-hmm. Plox
sucks.
That doesn't even rhyme. I'm Scottish now.
Oh my god. The big reveal. Plox is Scottish.
My mother.
He can't do what he did last turn, but he's going to look up and see teeth in his grill, and he's going to take, picks up his heavy ass greatsword, and he's going to take 2 attacks.
I don't want to tell you this, but he does get advantage because I rolled recklessly.
Okay.
I want to be honest.
Okay, even with that, he only hits once.
Nice.
And that is for 8 slashing damage. But do you have that because you're a barbarian?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think because when you're raging.
When you're raging, you take half damage.
Beautiful.
Half,
are you still
melee
raging?
Damage.
I am. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is my second rage, though.
I see.
So you only take half of that, yeah.
Great, so I'll take a beautiful 4.
Does that mean my armor class is 1 higher right now?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think it's a different spell.
It's
effect.
A different spell this time, unfortunately. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, it's the vines one.
Yeah, which really hasn't come into play just yet. But, you know, it was so fun to roll a different number.
Yeah, the one that would have helped us. Mourns,
right? I know, but, like, we got to use that wild magic.
That wild magic table is too fun. So,
with that, though, I will say, with that hit, mm-hmm. Teets, mm-hmm. Your suit is now, on top of the flame strike you guys had before,
yeah.
You feel, although you didn't take mm-hmm. much of that damage, your suit is now rendered completely ineffective.
Okay.
So roll a D4.
One.
You take 1 point of acid damage.
Okay. And I go, ow!
And that will just continue on.
cool.
For the rest of your life.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm raging already. There's not much more I can do.
After that, and Frey, your suit's looking pretty bad.
Right.
But is still intact right now. And it is now the lair action. It is going to go for Screech. You made him mad per your move, so he's going to like connect with mother.
Oh, look what his hands are doing to the inside of the worm.
It's not, I'm just like caressing, well, not caressing, but anyways, make a constitution.
I'm covered in spiders and I'm grossed out by you.
Listen, it's different. You just don't get it. Make a constitution saving throw, Screech.
Okay.
On this lair action.
Natural 1.
Okay. You are going to take 2d6 of acid damage. But you know what? This actually just hits your suit.
Okay.
Your suit's stronger.
So your suit is in better shape than theirs. True. But it is now threadbare.
Okay. My suit finally looks as cool as the rest of yours.
Oh, spiders, man.
Yeah.
After that, we're back to the top of the order. Freya, it is your turn.
Okay.
He's looking fucked up.
Right, but why am I having such a hard time hitting him?
He's got a high armor class.
I'm not rolling in the 20s like everyone else. Freya tries to, like, shake off her stupor and is so mad because she just wants to go. And her friends are fighting so bravely. So she attacks with her greatsword.
Incredible.
Okay, an 8 and a 24.
The 24 hits.
Great.
Yes.
And so for this one, I'm doing Divine Smite with it on this hit.
Add it.
Great. With my Divine Smite, 23 damage.
23 really damage. Freya, you take your sword, you miss the first swing, you're still fucked up.
Yeah.
And it crackles with divine energy, and you swing back around and you connect with him, like blowing out part of his armor and badly wounding him. You see him like holding his like side that's bleeding massively, but he's still standing.
Jesus.
He's fucked up though. After that, Freya, we're back around to Teeth's.
Okay. Come on, my little rage queen.
I know. I look at him and I'm like, you're going down. You're not protecting shit. You can't even protect your mother. And I grab my great axe and I recklessly attack before he can even say anything. But it's reckless, so I get the... Great. 25 nice. Is the first one I got. And then, ooh, the second one's a natural 20.
Sheesh.
Oh, how many is that?
51? It's like five nat 20s in this final one. Yeah, or in this episode
alone. Chessex dice, you know, they test them.
They say they're weighted correctly. Great. Oh, I'm very excited about this. And I just so for the record, like, I'm taking my axe and, like, gnawing it into the side of him.
Yeah.
So... First, do you want me to do the damage all together? Is that easier for you?
Yeah, yeah. Just
25 damage.
Whew. Holy shit! Okay, Teeths, you see the blow that Freya landed that mm-hmm. ripped asunder his armor and just like left this exposed spot on it. And you've taken advantage of opportunities on stage before.
Oh, when someone flubs a line, you gotta jump in with a better one.
You gotta jump in with a better one, so not like you don't help them
the
out.
Line. They didn't go up on the line; no. They flubbed it.
They flubbed it. Instead of like helping them out, get the line, like feeding them like a lead-in, you just do one instead. It's that's better.
You find the spotlight, even though the wild sorcery mm-hmm. kind of magic mm-hmm. around you is creating these sort of vines mm-hmm. in this moment. They flicker back on, and the light hits you. You take center stage.
Oh my god.
As you fucking chop Plocks in half. His torso is still alive in the air as he looks at you, confused, floating through the air and whispers, but this is my home. This is Mother! Mother! And just plops over down.
And I say, this show's over. And like you do at the end of every theater show.
This show's over. Please leave the theater.
The end of every theater show.
The show is over. We are all sitting in your seats. We don't know why.
We're like, I'm just not sure if the show's over. And then the main actor of the
after the curtain call.
The show's over. Those are the last words Plocks hears.
And I also want to just like slightly push him so he's like his top half slides off his bottom half.
Oh yeah, he was connected still, and then it just sort of slides off as he
nice
hears those words, the very last words, not thinking of his mother, of course, but now so unable to think of his mother as he is so bewildered as he dies.
And I turned around, I was like, the show's over.
You take another roll of d4.
What?
Okay, you take another point of acid damage.
Ow.
You are everyone look around like you have exited combat. This is everyone is still alive, though you took an insane amount of damage from that one attack. Mm-hmm. Aggie is looking around. The whole place is rumbling. It's not looking good. And he's just like, we have to just, let's just keep going. Just, we're near the exit, mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Like, he's like making calculations on that device. Like, okay. Let's go, let's run. And everyone, you just book it out the back of the worm. You head further and further in this cavern. This is the longest one you've been in by far. Mm-hmm. Make 4 more checks if you can. But people can heal you as well. Yours is the only suit that is, Teeth's is the only suit that is actually broken.
Yeah.
Make 4 more acid rolls.
Great.
And can I move the
totem to her?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, it basically negates it. And y'all are able to safely
hit the end of this. You hit this like kind of wall at the edge of the cavern, and you don't necessarily see anything. And then
do we smell anything?
It smells natural in here.
Do you just like were describing like trying to upsell like staying in an outhouse and as an Airbnb?
Oh,
like,
it's great.
Really natural.
It's really
smell.
Really natural. This is the most natural place you've ever been in your life. But as you've entered this sort of last area, you feel the entire worm rumble and an explosion of worm shit and light. You fly out into the air and all land on a different but kind of similar matter. Dirt. You hit dirt.
Dirt.
And as you almost can't see, it is so bright out here.
Oh my god, oh my god.
You take, Freya, you take a deep breath and you smell the most fertile, lush area of the forest you've ever been in your entire life. Of course, this great worm has led to an incredibly lush forest area, to put it nicely. And you have finally found your way from the depths of the caves below up to the surface of the forest. It is bright, it's shining, and it feels incredibly good to be out of the worm itself. It'd be great to be out of the worm into a cave, but you are into the forest you've been seeking this whole time.
So Freya just like gasps in this air and then throws herself at Teeths and Spider's Man.
No!
This is it! This is the forest! Oh, it's bright!
Teeth doesn't even like it. Okay.
I mean, Teeth is trying to like it, but this is the brightest thing Teeth has ever seen.
Sure, it is blindingly bright.
And Spider's Man like kind of turns, but the wrong direction, just because it's so bright. It's like, you're right, Freya. This is the forest. But just like talking in a tree, I guess. Or
you're looking down into the hole.
Yeah, came exactly.
Out. Like, wow.
Whoa, Freya, you stink.
You all see this forest for the first time. It's so vibrantly green. You feel the air moving in ways you've never felt air move before. You can hear just everything is different up here.
Is this normal? This isn't normal. And can I tell you something? It's a beautiful day.
That's great.
That's
birds
great.
Chirping. A little squirrel runs by.
That's a squirrel. Oh!
Are there look spiders here?
So many spiders.
Different kinds of spiders.
Yeah, in a good sense.
That's great.
Can Teeth hug, like one big hug to Freya? Just to be like, thank you for showing us this.
You all hug.
Thank you for helping me get here.
I also hug? Yeah. I just want to ask permission. Okay, cool. We're close enough. We bonded.
The three of you hug as you have made it to the surface itself. And
does Aggie not want to hug?
Well, you look over in the distance and you see Aggie standing, kind of letting the sun hit his face, kind of in this Shawshank-esque moment of finally being out of the place he's been trapped for so long. Mm-hmm. And he looks up to you all and he says, he considers you all and the journey that you just went on. And he says, thank you all for everything. This journey made me realize how helpful or helpless I've been without my tools, my stuff, and just how reliant I was on the help of others. It was very special.
Can I ask you a question? Did you just say the lesson you learned is your stuff's more important than people?
Mm-hmm. Look, I think that there's some truth to that. And, you know, if you take your path north here and follow the river west, you should run right into the city of Kaluna, if that's what you're searching for. And then he...
Aggie...
presses a few buttons on his thing, clicks around. And then he looks at you three again. He says, like, what a glorious effort we made. Teeth squeege, Freya. Well done. And then as he presses another button, you see a silver orb shoot across the sky and land above him. And what? It says, picking up Barnabas the Silver. And he raises into the sky and plants his feet on top of this orb. Aggie, or Barnabas the Silver, clicks the remote in his hand and floats up higher in the sky across on top of this silver ball that is connected to his feet. As he floats higher and higher, you see the hair on his head, almost like a Tesla coil, stand up. And you see the like electricity kind of shoot through it, and the grease in his hair once becomes clean and silvery as the hair floats around. You see that silver come up from the ball itself and kind of walk up his body and create this sort of mercurial looking metallic cape on him. And a little more comes up and then implants itself around his left eye, creating this sort of futuristic looking monocle. He looks down at you all and he says, you have my thanks. And if our paths ever cross again, and he begins to float a little higher, I pledge to offer you all a swift and merciful death.
What? And then,
before he takes off, he looks at to you, Freya, and he says, and remember, Freya, keep that head held high, and shoots off into the distance.
That's... what? That's the only elf... Did he say he'd kill us?
Yeah.
Is Aggie short for Barnabas?
That is what's blowing my goddamn mind. That, not that he's a bad boy, because he was a secret greasy ass bad boy.
He's a bad boy,
but his name is Barnabas.
Barnabas
the Silver. Should I have an orb? What is?
I mean, I don't know. This is my first time in light, so, and I don't want to blow all of your minds with a bigger reveal. But I feel like we've all become such close friends that like the spiders just like part in a different way. And I just like, I am Squeege. Squeege is Spider's Man.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow.
Pretty big news. You feel like you guys aren't letting that sink in.
I think it's shock.
It's shocking. Squeege. It's more shocking than what just happened, I'm sure.
Yeah. Squeege, roll an insight check. You guys roll a deception check. Yeah.
Oh. Five? Oh,
six?
14?
You think that they were... They've known all along.
You knew?
Oh, yes, but it... But it... But it... But I still appreciated it so much that you would let us... See Spider's Man.
I can't believe that you two are the nicest people to humor me this whole time.
I would say that on a 14 and on their low rolls, or the collective low rolls, these were just, they've been so close. It's like Mary Jane knowing. She put it together or whatever. You know, like, they're it's not like you were careless.
You put it together because you're my closest friends. You're smart. That's how you put it together. I'm not stupid. You're smart.
You're not stupid. I do have something to tell you.
What?
Daddy Longlegs. He's not dead.
No!
What?
What? That's what motivates me.
Oh.
We gotta go back and kill him.
No way! No.
Just kill JK, JK, JK Simmons plays J. Jonah Jameson.
I don't know much of what you just said.
Oh, it's from these comics I read and movies that I've heard of. What's a movie? It's not something in this world.
Well, as you continue to talk, sorry. I'm just trying to like wrap it up a little bit. I'm trying to think.
Oh, was that the end?
Let's say there's a bit of an epilogue.
Oh.
You three, let me know what you think you would do. He did give you the directions to that elven city. Right. And so you can head that way, but I don't know if y'all would follow Freya, if you do your own thing.
I'll follow, yeah.
Cool.
You're the only friend I have out here, along with Teets.
Thanks.
Is there a swamp on the way?
Could be.
Well, yeah, you follow you without any... other directions at all. You right. Follow the directions that
that
of the murderer.
Of the murderer.
Yeah.
Of the would-be murderer. As you fly, you know, head north, you travel uneventfully for a day or two, follow the river west, and you see it splits off into this like tributary to this area that like kind of widens out into this. It feels like it's just shallow lake with these great trees that look like redwoods with mangrove roots in them. Not unlike a swamp.
This is so cool.
But very like crystal clear. Like it's like if a resort was a swamp. And at the base of these trunks, you're starting into this territory that feels different and feels possibly elven to you. It feels like it makes sense to you, Freya. And at the edge of this sort of this new territory, there's a little stone chapel that looks, Freya, to you, not dissimilar like to the chapel that you grew up in at Fort Cutler.
I don't know why this would be, but this chapel looks just like where I was with the abbess, Mother Willow. Can we go look at it?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay.
You go into this little unadorned chapel, and there you find they don't look old because of the nature of being a full elf, but they have white hair and sort of like their eyes are kind of cataracting. Like that's like maybe a sign of their age. Mm-hmm. But you see this kind of ancient looking elf in a sort of similar green garb to the kind of garb that you grew up and were around with the Church of Zophine. He looks at, she looks at all of you and says, well met.
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 They'll do it as many times as you say it.
Oh, I see. Matt, you greet this abbess of this Church of Sophie. She looks down at your neck and notices the prayer beads on your neck and says, I thought, my God, I thought I'd never see these again. How did you end up with them?
The abbess in Fort Cutler, Mother Willow, gave them to me.
Let me see. And she holds them. She's like, I'll see their journey for myself. And like sits in a sort of meditative spot.
Well met.
And her eyes turn green.
Well met.
And with the flash of green light, that's where the fourth arc will end. But that is the end of the fourth arc.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
So much fun, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you all for doing it. Oh, it was so fun. Glad we covered a lot of ground in three episodes.
Incredible.
Wild journey. Sorry that Barnabas the Silver is a bad guy.
I can't believe it.
He, we can save the conversation, I guess, for the next, the arc bark. But thank you so much for doing it. It's been such a great, great arc, and I hope to have all of you back in the future.
Oh, super! Thank fun. You.
Yeah, thank
let's
you.
Go around one last. Plug your social media if you want, and or any other projects you want, and let people know where they can find you if you want.
Cool. You can find me at Hey Justin on all the social medias. Let's see. Recently, I made a comic for the first time.
Hell
it's
yes.
a spooky ass comic called Tree Full of Bees. And you can just go to heyjustinmichael.com/comics. And that's the only thing there. And I made it when I was spiraling earlier in pandemic. So, you know.
We all have spiral.
Yeah, check it out. It's free. It's 5 pages.
Awesome. Marissa.
First of all, thank you. And... I don't know, that just felt important to say. I mean, you can find me at Marissa Strickland on Instagram and at Marissa Agogo on Twitter. And if you go to my website, marissastrickland.com, you can see the short that I just made, which is about 5 minutes. I'd love to hear what you think about it.
It's really good.
Thank you.
It is really good.
Thank you. It's called Give Me a Sign. And I know Zach said he would link to it too, but I'm just saying.
Definitely. I will link that
after this record, right now, actually.
Oh.
Victoria.
Yes. You can find me on Instagram at Victoria Longwell, Twitter at LongwellV. And hey, check out my podcast with my co-host Talia Tabin, Friends Talk Frasier and Feelings. Recently, somebody let me know on Twitter that there is a Frasier D&D, like where people are playing as the characters from Frasier, and I think it's brilliant, and we should all check it out.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is the fourth arc. We'll be back with the arc bark, the final arc bark of this crew, and be back, you know, with more stuff after that. But thanks for listening. See ya. Bye.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes Arc 4. Your rotators for this arc were, of course, Victoria Longwell as Freya Black, Justin Michael as Squeege, and Marisha Strickland as Teeds. If you want to hear more Rotating Heroes in your life, then you can get more than you can probably handle over at Rotating Heroes Patreon. You can find the links in the description below. We have got a bunch of really exciting things coming, like potentially merchandise. If you want to be a part of that and help us get there, you can either join the Patreon or just drop us a little 5-star review in whatever podcasting app you're using and help new people find the show. That's it. Bye.